that trip, he had the Alamo was an old boat, kind of a pieced together thing, the old piece of junk. But I did not know this. I didn't understand this at the time. That was the start of my pilot career, as it were. And it had two mismatched engines. Both engines, both wheels turned the same direction instead of opposite into each other or away from each other. And we got to Chattanooga and built tow up there at Chattanooga, and I had a downstring on tow, and there was some current. And every time I would drop down on tow to face up, the boat would spin out on me. I mean, it would top out on me. I'd miss it. I would miss the stern of the top out on it. And I tried it over and over, and I couldn't figure out what was happening to me. And that's what it was. Both wheels turned the same direction. And after many attempts to get on the tow, here comes Jim up there in his underwear. This is underwear. And he said, "You want me to face this damn thing up for you?" I said, "Well, I think you might have to." He faced the boat up for me, and then he went back down. Next morning he came up and he explained to me what was happening to me, and that both wheels turned the same direction. And he said, "You're going to see going south now." He said, "There are going to be some bends when you steer the bend. That'll be to your advantage. It's going to pick you up. It's going to pick the stern of your boat up. It's going to be harder to steer, but it's going to keep your stern up. And there's going to be other bends. It's going to steer real hard around there, but it's also going to walk the stern of your boat down any bend you're going to run. So keep that in mind." So I learned a lot that first trip. And went on, and I worked over there for, I don't know, probably about a year. And then from there, I just went to, you know, other boats. Ron Hunter with Hunter Marine, he had just started in the business, had one boat, and called me up. And I've always said, you know, I started out, you know, lying to these people, and I told them I was a pilot, and they've believed it ever since. Because Ron called me up, and I don't know where he got my name or where he got my number, and wanted to know he had that one little tug that he had went and bought and was line boating with it, and asked me had I ever run the Cumberland River, and he needed somebody to, you know, come out of Nashville. And he was new to the business himself. He was learning it on his own. And I said, "Sure." Well, I'd never been to Nashville in my life. And went up there, and I got on the boat, and here we come out of Nashville on the boat, and had a chart up there. And I was following that chart, and everything was going real good until I popped around a turn, and there was Cedar Lock in front of me, and there, I didn't know it was there, and there was a page missing on the map. But anyway, got her stopped and called Lock and went through it. And anyway, ran with him over there a while, and from there, I think I went to Columbia Marine Service. Worked coal tolls on Ohio and Tennessee. And then ended up going to Huffman Towing. Went up and learned the Upper Mississippi River and the Illinois River. Also at Huffman, and they got some bigger boats, and I got to branch out and go down and learn the lower river and the heavy tolls. And from there to Spartan Transportation, ABT as it were, and went over there and worked the upper and the lower. Ingram bought that company and went to Ingram and worked pretty much primarily worked the heavy tolls on the lower river. Worked there. And then after Ingram, Bill Dyer, who I had not saw in many years, since I was a kid and I worked over there. He called me out of the blue one day. I don't recall who gave me my number, but he called me out of the blue one day and said he was needing a port cat master. Would I be interested in coming shoreside? And wanted me to come talk to him, and went and talked to him about it. And, I'll give it a try. And so went in there with Bill. Bill learned me a lot about the business. I've been fortunate, through my career to really have a lot of people help me. And he learned me a lot about the business, and we grew that TVT a little bit, several boats. We added several boats, which was kind of a fight because at the time Bill, he was wanting to kind of wind down, and opportunities came up, business came up, and boats became available, and you know, kind of pushed it, and we got more boats and increased the size of the company. And then finally Bill called me in the office one day, called me in his office, and he said, we're selling the company. And I said, okay, all right. Ain't no problem. I said, I'll go back to boat. You know, I've had a good time, I've enjoyed it. He said, well, and he told me who he sold it to. He sold it to James Marine, Ronnie James. And I said, it's okay, I'll just go back out on boats. No problem, Bill, don't worry about it. I could see it was bothering him, and he said, he said, you got something against Ronnie? I said, no, I think he's a fine guy. You know, but I enjoyed working for you. But, I just go back to boats. He said, really, you can't go back to boats. He said, we sold you too. He said, hardly Ronnie hadn't had a boat company. He's got the shipyards and everything. He hadn't had a boat company. He's got the harbor service. He said, go over there with him. Go over there and do a year. Do a year anyway. And I said, okay. You know, I've got nothing against Ronnie. And then I think it were Ronnie. Knew Ronnie, Ronnie kind of came up in this business also at the same time I did. And a really good guy, great guy. And went over there, and hell, I'm still there. So I guess that's what I'll do. But that's pretty much been my career.